No, you meant just the get-together after the wedding, don't
you? Yeah, well, I meant a particular kind of rowdy get-together. I don't know if this, if there's a name for this in the...
I don't know. I haven't
had a trip or anything.
No.
But usually they have a reception, but yeah. That's not too rowdy.
No. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you?"
Ghost.
Okay.
Boogeyman.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?"
Carry.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and that lives in water? It can draw its legs and its head into its shell.
Mud turtle.
And what do you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
Terrapin. I'm thinking that story, a tortoise.
A tortoise? Uh-huh.
Okay. But we all say that's just in the story.
Okay.
That we usually say terrapin and mud turtle.
All right. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Mattress.
No, it has a name. Lentils? Is it lentils?
I never heard that. It may well be.
Lentils, I believe they call them.
Antrops, I
know.
No, I'm talking about
the eatable part, Mama.
Something can't be eaten,
you said. Yeah, the intestines of a hog that can be eaten.
It can be or can't be?
Can be.
Lentils, I think.
Oh, the liver and lines. Liver and lines.
Would you ever say liver and lines?
Heart.
Yes, we say liver and lines.
Liver and lines, hearts and mail.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. And, let's see, can the insides of other animals be eaten? You know, like you have the liver and lights with a paw, but...
Chicken, you use chicken, you use the gizzard, you know, and the liver.
Okay.
And the heart, I noticed that had it in it the other day when I bought one.
How about, beef?
Yes, you use beef liver.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
You mean a barge?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, now, a barge is, that's bigger. I'm just after the ordinary.
Float?
No,
float.
Well, somebody might get in one of these to go fishing.
Boat?
Yeah. Now, would you make a difference between a boat that has a square front and a boat that has a pointed front? Would you call them different things? Or would they just all be boats?
I think everybody just refers to anything on the water like that here as boat.
Okay, fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Okay.
Pillow slip. Some says pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what of beads?"
Neck. It's a string of beads.
Okay.
I'm using the country terms.
That's fine. That's what I'm interested in. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Beat him up.
Okay. Can you think of any more colorful way to say that? Oops.
Wait, excuse me. Okay.
I asked you about if you had a more colorful way of saying beat him up. You could say if one man really defeated
whipped
the
him.
Other. Okay.
You could say whipped. You really got a good whipping.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
knees?
Well...
Oh, the back part? Calf?
Yeah, that's the part, but do you know...
A shin? No, this is a shin.
Yeah, do you know an expression like that? He got down on his... something that begins with an H,
all
maybe?
All fours? Just...
No.
Hips?
No.
We'll see.
That's okay. I'll come back to it and we'll discuss it. I'll go through once and then... these that we just sort of passed over, I'll come back
and
we can discuss.